Darwin in 1881. Now done with beetle jaws and beaks of gulls and bivalve hinges, now utterly done, one miracle remains and only one. An ocean swell of sickness rushes, pulls. He leans against the fence and lights a cigarette and deeply draws, done with fixed laws. Done with experiments within his greenhouse heaven, where his offspring Frank for half the afternoon played like an awkward angel his bassoon into the humid air so he could tell if sound would make a Venus's fly trap close. And done for good with scientific prose, that raging hell of tortured grammars writhing on their stakes, he turned to his memoirs, chuckling to write about his boyhood in an upright home, a boy preferring garter snakes to schoolwork, a lazy, strutting liar who quite provoked her aggravated look, shushed in the drawing room behind her book, his bossy sister, itching with desire to tattle tale. Yes, that was good. But even then, much like the conjurer grown cranky with impatience to abjure all his gigantic works and livelihood in order to immerse himself in tales where he could be the man in Once Upon a Time There Was a Man, he'd quite by chance beheld the universe. A disregarded game of chess between two love-dazed heirs who fiddle with the tiny pairs of statues in their hands. All numberless abstract unseen combinings on the silent board remain unplayed forever, where they leave the game to turn themselves into a king and a queen. Now, like the coming day, inhaled smoke illuminates his nerves. He turns, taking the sandwalk as it curves back to the yard, the house, the entranceway, where not to waken her, he softly shuts the door and leans against it for a spell before he climbs the stairs, holding the banister, up to their room. There Emma sleeps, moored in illusion, blown past the storm he conjured with his book, into a harbor where it all comes clear. Where island beings leap from shape to shape as to escape their terrifying turns to disappear. He lies down on the quilt. He lies down like a fabulous headed fossil in a vanished riverbed, in ocean drifts and canyon floors, in silt and lime and deepening blue ice, in cliffs obscured as clouds gather and float. He lies down in his boots and overcoat and shuts his eyes.